Go to TMA Electric in Port Huron for all your electrical needs. From service upgrades to LED lighting to a full system check and oil change for your generator, along with preventative maintenance. Call 810-266-1450 or stop by. They're at 2514 Chestnut in Port Huron.
And we wish a good morning and an early happy Canada Day to the mayor of Sarnia, Ontario right now, Mike Bradley. Mr. Mayor, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
Well, as we approach Canada Day, how are things different from a year ago?
Well, totally different, Paul. For the last 2 years, we haven't had Canada Day, at least in person, you know, with the fireworks, with the big events in Canaterra Park, and then later in Centennial Park on the waterfront in Sarnia. So we're back to normal, if I can use that phrase, where there will be fireworks at dusk on Friday night on the Canadian side here, and there will be a parade on that same day at 11:30 through Canaterra Park. So it's as normal as we can be. The last couple of years it was done virtually, which you know, was a good attempt, but it's not really what's going to motivate people to celebrate the holiday.
Yeah. How is Ontario dealing with COVID in general? I mean, it's still around and here, and I'm sure probably over there as well. We are sort of resuming normal operations. Everything is getting back to the way that it was pre-pandemic, even though COVID is still around. And we're hearing here in Michigan numbers now beginning to trend upward again.
Well, we're sort of in the same situation now. What they've done here in Ontario is they only report the numbers now once a week, and it's actually today on Wednesday, so I look forward to seeing where we're at. But the case numbers have dropped dramatically. There is concern about this new variant, which is probably going to be the story of the rest of our lives, that it seems to be coming into Ontario, and how will it be different than what we've been dealing with. I do believe also at some point the government of Ontario is going to have to look at, is it time for another booster shot for the 80-90% of the population that had shots earlier, because that is now waning in their system. So there's some still big decisions out there as it relates to COVID, but in general terms, I mean, I was at the supermarket yesterday. I was masked. Other people are masked there. Others are not. But there's still that concern about, you know, if you're around someone who's got bad health or you're concerned about your own health, people are still doing the masking.
Crossing the bridge, you still need to use that ArriveCan app now, don't you?
You do, and that's unfortunate. I did a post earlier this morning about the Minister of Border Security, who thinks it's a great thing. Despite what the border mayors are telling them, it's an impediment to people crossing over when you have to go through this app process, and it doesn't always work. It also disqualifies a number of people who aren't interested in technology or paying for it for a specific trip. So the border city mayors in Ontario, we've been very vigorous and public on our opposition to this, and I hope that eventually we'll get it changed. I posted this morning, Paul, that it's really the best thing we've ever done for American tourism, because it's just like the passport law. It will have a negative impact on why people would want to cross the border. And I was hoping for this candidate, I could say on your show, come on over. You can watch the fireworks without an app, but you know, you're going to have this CanArrive app to come over to Canada.
And does that require also a vaccination? If you're not vaccinated against COVID, are you not allowed into Canada? Is that correct?
Well, the policy was that you had to be double vaxxed to come into the country, and I believe that still stands. I mean, where it's frustrating, Paul, is that on almost all the other rules, they've changed them. Like federally, and they've just got rid of them. You know, masking is no longer an obligation. Other things as it relates to travel is no longer an obligation. And I would say the current federal government in Ottawa seems to be in some sort of paralyzed state on a lot of issues. Our major airport, Pearson, is a disaster for travel. We've got a huge backlog in passports and applications, which the government doesn't seem capable of dealing with. So in this case, I think they're misreading this app and its benefits to Canada.
Other than that, things beginning to get back to normal, like we said. You're going to have all your Canada Day celebrations coming up on Friday. You're going to share your fireworks show with us, which we always appreciate. The Port Huron to Mackinac race coming up in a couple of weeks will include the course that will allow boats in Canadian waters, and that's a change from the last couple of years as well.
Yeah, and we get to enjoy your fireworks, too. I think it's on the 14th.
Yeah, that's great.
And I recall many years ago, there was an effort to bring our two fireworks together in displays, and I was part of that. And in the end, we didn't do it because we get the best of both worlds. Not like Windsor, Detroit. They have a spectacular display, but it's just one night. So we get both nights, and it's both it's good for all of us. I mean, I chaired my first in-person council meeting just this past Monday with all of council there, and that's the first time in 2.5 years. And they were back arguing with themselves and getting all up in an uproar on different issues and stuff. So I knew things were back to normal.
Yeah, you got to at some point kind of sit back and say, ah, good, this is... This is the way we remember
good old days
things.
Are back.
Exactly. Everything else going well over in the Sarnia-Lambton area, though, otherwise?
Yeah, the economy is very, very strong. Even the other day, we just approved another 50-home townhouse subdivision, new development a couple parts of the city. The place that's going to really stand out for Port Huron visitors is the former Bayside Mall. It's under $100 million redevelopment, and it's partially done, but it's not as visible. But there'll be another tower there geared to seniors, adult living, and that's going to have a huge impact on the downtown. And if you're looking across, I guess, towards Centennial Park from Port Huron, you can see the new apartment building. It's an upscale apartment building that's very, very close to opening. And the developer, who's built two others in downtown Sarnia, is looking to do another project, too. So we're getting a lot of good investment activity, which will be long-lasting. This is not a short-term investment. This is long-term when you're investing that type of money in your downtown. Plus, the city itself just adopted a $50 million plan for the waterfront over 15 years, and we're starting on that already to look at some major improvements.
That's really exciting. I think for years we sort of took for granted our waterfronts on both sides, and I think now we realize what we have in that beautiful waterfront.
Oh, definitely. And I look out my window. I am right now every day from my apartment building at the Black River and the bridge and the Atchison development. And I see what a catalyst that has been for the Port Huron waterfront. And we don't have, we're not as fortunate to have a benefactor like that. It's going to be a combination of funding. But it's really our asset. I mean, if you look at Port Huron and Sarnia, the waterfront and the railroads was what made us what we were. And now we're returning back to the waterfronts to say this is our tourism potential and it's our future. And in our case, it's obviously just like Port Huron. It's a big part of our downtown redevelopment, too, getting the waterfront people into the downtown and to the restaurants and all the other things that happen there, too, the art gallery, et cetera.
Well, here's hoping we can get the border a little bit more open and we can go back and forth. We can come over and enjoy Canada Day with you. You can come over and enjoy 4th of July and Blue Water Fest with us. In the meantime, we'll wave at you across the water and we'll enjoy your fireworks on Friday.
Well, and you don't need an app for them, so just remember
there you
that.
Go. Exactly.
Okay,
Mayor Bradley,
Paul,
thank you.
It.
Take care. Bye-bye.